You are in front of the town hall of Villa Famis. So, let's see how well have you been paying attention so far. Here's a trivia question. What style is this manor house from the second half of the 16th century? Is it A, Art Deco, B, Brutalism, C, Renaissance architecture, or D, none of the above? We'd like to think you answered correctly, but we cannot verify this because, after all, this is a recording. Indeed, the correct answer is, here we have more of the somber style of the Renaissance villa. Ground floor and two upper floors. A facade of precise proportionality and accented horizontal lines. It looks again like a fortification, projecting great strength and power. It was the way of using architecture to say, hey, here lives nobility, or here's wealth. Aha! As we mentioned earlier at the Quatre Cantons building, the Renaissance architecture focused on simplicity and precision, exemplified perfectly in this building. Nonetheless, truth be told, some brave soul did dare to add a bit of decoration. Not too much, though, let's not get carried away. There are a few gargoyles on the upper part, a leafy motif in the windows, and two doors crested with semicircular arches. Maybe the architect was in an especially jolly mood that day. Currently, it belongs to the town. It was acquired by the town council at the end of the 19th century. If you find it open, we highly recommend you enter and have a look at the Renaissance Hall. You don't need to register as a citizen of the town, which means less paperwork for the civil servants. Hey, they're already thanking you. Beyond where even the most curious can see, the building also includes a basement. Once upon a time, it served as a dungeon. In addition, it shares what was once probably an old mill for the olive press with the building next door. And since we're here talking about the darkness of the dungeons and the town hall archives, now for something completely different, the incredible story of the Order of Montesa in Villa Famis. A story of territorial disputes, trials, oaths, possessions, payments, letters to kings, and conquests that shaped the history of Villa Famis. Welcome to the latest episode of Power Struggles of the Middle Ages. The main character in this story is, in fact, the Order of Montesa, a religious and military order that served as the king's militia. You know, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Yes, perhaps we should have said God helps those who help themselves, but this thing does get rather heated. So let's get down to the story, which, in fact, would be a series spanning several seasons. But let's start with the spoiler. In season 1, which covers the years 1233 to 1393, Jaume I takes over the town and hands it over to the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, a secondary role in this show which soon after disappears from history. This makes way for our main character to easily absorb the town by way of a hostile takeover. Thus, our beloved Order of Montesa governs the population administratively, ecclesiastically, and militarily. But by the end of season 1, in 1393, a new king arrives, Joan I of the Kingdom of Valencia. He claims the town belongs to him, which is what kings are for, after all. And so, season 2 starts, brimming with tension, as two banners come to wave over the town for nearly 100 years. The flag of the Kingdom of Valencia and the flag of the Order of Montesa. Things were indeed tense. That is, until 1582, when Felipe II confirms the obvious that there are, in fact, two powers governing Villa Famis. 3 years later, he returns to say that the town belongs wholly to the crown. But it seems the Order of Montesa doesn't get the message. So, in 1596, the king administratively separates what belongs to the crown and what belongs to the order. Now you might think, well, then that's it. The storyline is all wrapped up, but no, we still have season 3. In 1611, the Order of Montesa complains, in writing, that the people of Villafames are rebelling and questioning their jurisdiction. Frankly, that shouldn't seem strange. After all, with two banners flying over the town, what did they expect? Tensions mount between the population and the Order of Montesa until finally, there is a trial and, surprise, surprise, the Order wins. But then, there is an unexpected twist. Well, okay, it wasn't really unexpected. The crown reappears on the scene. The Queen Regent, Mariana, on behalf of her son, Carlos III, intercedes and approves the sale of the Alfonsine jurisdiction to the town of Villafames. So now can we say that the story draws to a close? The Order of Montesa will not relinquish the castle. After all, after 400 years of struggle, they're not about to walk away empty-handed. In the end, all the drama is for naught. In 1587, the order is incorporated into the crown. And that is our little telenovela. Now you know about the ties between the population and the Order of Montesa. Their relationship may have been tricky at times, but it should be noted that it was also fruitful. Thanks to those close ties, an important part of the walls and the castles were built. More about that later. We'll be waiting for you at our next place of interest.